Usually we'll start it and then we'll just
Get our
say,
giggles out
yeah,
right
get all
here.
of our
There's the
things out.
biggins.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, never. I never laugh.
You laughed in the middle of it.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce Blanca. I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75, and I'm here with
Evelyn. I don't have a username.
Yay!
Special guest of the podcast today. Today's podcast is a little different. We're gonna have four segments today. Never had four
Ooh.
segments before.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a Q&A with Evelyn, and then we're gonna do a new segment, agree or disagree. We have whiteboards for that. We're gonna do trivia battle, normally what we do with our special guest, and then we have a Eeveelution ranking. So yeah, should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Shall we start with the Q&A?
Yeah.
So we're gonna ask you questions. It's gonna be like rapid fire kind
Great.
of
I'm
style.
excited to be interrogated.
But if it turns out you have to explain something, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, like you
I can't
can.
just give one word answers and have that be
No.
fine.
Yeah.
I might.
Okay.
'Cause you know me, I'm so good at not talking. Okay.
We'll see.
We will.
You go first.
Sure.
Both of you have? Jeez,
Yeah,
we
okay.
both have 10.
Oh, what? Oh
Yeah.
my God, okay.
It usually kind of flies by,
It
honestly.
does.
Okay.
Some of them are just like meh. So,
Okay.
you're playing Mario Kart. Which character are you choosing?
I'm really bad at Mario Kart and don't have a, d dry bones.
Okay.
Dry bones.
Nice.
Good pick.
First one that came to my brain.
Oh, what's your favorite candy?
I'm a Crunch Bar person through and through.
Crunch is pretty solid.
It's can't go wrong with it.
Okay. What's your favorite musical for the music?
Musical for the mute Sweeney Todd. I adore the music in Sweeney Todd. I also love Little Shop.
What's your favorite Pixar movie?
I think it like has to be the one that's on the tip of my tongue. I really liked Soul. Is that Pixar? I think that was
It is.
Pixar.
It is.
Yeah, I like Soul a lot.
Soul's a banger.
There was one that Forrest and I were yelling about that is the best one, and I cannot. It's not in my brain.
Wall-E?
Yes! Yes!
Says two.
Wall-E is just. He's so cute. Have you played the Disney Dreamlight?
No.
You can get Wall-E in Disney Dreamlight, and he just comes around and he just carries like this tiny little plant, and it's the cutest thing ever. And no one else in the valley understands him except for you, so then you just have to translate for it's adorable.
Wally's overrated.
I'm gonna hit you in the face.
Oh wait, I think I'm next. You just asked
Oh,
for
yeah.
Pixar. Favorite musical for the story.
I love Hadestown. I just I love
Really?
I like a really I'm a Greek tragedy person. I like it a lot. I
Okay.
sobbed so hard.
Favorite fast food place to go to?
No, I just in general. I wanna say mostly just for the social aspect of it, Culver's. I don't really eat much from Culver's, but I feel like the vibe in a Culver's is immaculate.
The
Makes sense.
immaculate
It's just
vibe
it's there's
Culver's.
only like it's the only place where if you like sit down there, you're like, yeah, this is it.
Okay.
This is the place to be.
Why Fernway?
For oh, that is my username. What? Yeah, how did you know that and I didn't? Fernway is a German word. It's technically Fahrenway. That means like homesickness basically. And a lot of people attribute it to the desire to continue to travel and continue exploring new places. And almost there's a different word for it that's very similar, but like the homesickness of a place that you've never been
Okay.
is sort of that. I think it's Farwo is what it translates to.
Yep. One word answer? No,
I told you I'm great at
I'm
not explaining things.
kidding.
What's your favorite horror movie?
this is
This answer matters.
It. I know it does, and I'm going to answer it in a way that you don't want me to. Coraline.
That's a good movie.
Coraline is a terrifying movie for small children, a super interesting movie for teenagers, and then a movie that gets progressively creepier the more you watch it. And I think that's my favorite part of it. It's like, it's not one of those horror movies that you can just see once. You have to continue to dig into it.
Valid.
All right. Makes sense. It is definitely a creepy movie.
It's so creepy for small children, and the more you... I wouldn't let my kids watch it. I watched it at like 3 years old and was terrified.
Yeah.
I was so scared.
That's not shocking.
Which one do you like more, Sims 3 or 4?
Sims 3, hands down.
Really?
Hands down. The Sims 3 is one of the best games I've ever played. The story development, the immersive, like the world building of it, it is like somehow already built and also there for you to build in a weird way that I love. And I should stop talking now because I'm supposed to give one word answers.
Well, you don't have to.
It's supposed to go by quick, except Evelyn over explains everything.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Overall.
I'm a pizza person. Can't go wrong with pizza, even though I'm lactose intolerant.
If you had to give one of these games up for the rest of your life, Minecraft or Stardew Valley?
Minecraft.
Really?
I can't live without Stardew. I love it so much. Again, the story building. There's no story to Minecraft. You just go and you fight the stuff and you build the stuff. There's a storyline to Stardew. I don't know anyone who can play that isn't their job to play Minecraft for more than 2 months at a time and enjoy it.
I can't even do like a week.
Right, like you just get bored of it so fast.
Yeah. Who's your favorite superhero?
I would say my favorite superhero though in like full. Oh, I don't know, though. I just think that Tony Stark is amusing to watch.
Okay.
And I think that the fact that he is so smart, on top of being, like, a hero in all the ways. I also just love the fact that he's mean to Captain America. Love Chris Evans, don't like Captain America.
Why?
He's just boring. He's just like, oh, here's my shield. I throw it, it returns to me. That's a boomerang.
Wow.
That's a boomerang.
That would have broke me in hot takes. Holy crap.
I don't like him.
Ooh.
Wow.
I also don't like America in general. How much of this are we going to leave in?
Probably, like, all of it.
I suppose. Should I bring up them? Is this the place I can bring? Nope, that's an inside joke. No one else get. So I'm just going to stop talking.
I only have like two questions left.
It was a quick segment.
I've got three more. There's one that I got rid of just because it was like kind of answered already.
Yeah.
Favorite Barbie character?
Bibble.
Ken.
No!
Toy Story 3.
I saw a tweet about this a while ago, but I think that... women should start like gatekeeping the Barbie movie like men gatekeep superhero movies. Like you have to read all the comics before you can go see.
I didn't read comics.
I haven't read any of the comics.
You know what I mean though, where it's like you have to like prove your knowledge of the subject before you deserve to go see the movie. We should do that.
Anyone
I don't do that.
Have you never tried to talk about superheroes with a group of men as the only woman in the room?
No,
can't say it.
I feel like you should try it sometime. It's really humbling.
You could talk to us about superheroes.
You have to like prove that you know stuff, and I don't, so it's really hard. Anyway, Bibble.
Bibble.
I love Bibble. Bibble is iconic. Barbie Fairytopia, fantastic movie. I would say rivals all of the Marvel films, and just
and two don't for even, two on hot
don't
days
even get me started on Barbie Island Princess. I will lose my mind. Okay. Anyway, Bibble. is just this tiny little blue fuzzball.
One word.
With purple spots. He's a tiny little. He's just a little. He's a little flying fluff ball. What is until like, he makes little like sounds that I can't do because I'm not Bibble. But he talks like an Animal Crossing character. He's hilarious. There's also a Bibble Bible.
Oh my
that
god!
You can find on Wattpad. It's a religion. Okay.
All right. Walk into the mall. Where's the first place you're going?
This view. Well, let's be real. It's probably to the pretzel place. I'm gonna find pretzels.
Auntie Anne's?
Yeah, I'm gonna find pretzels. The first.
Have you
I don't
never
care.
Had that before?
Uh-huh.
We're breaking up. This is the breakup video. No. We will go very soon.
I'll take him first.
Oh, you want him
back? Yes.
It's very likely you probably will. But still, you should. Pretzels. Soft pretzels, man.
Top 10 fast food.
Absolutely. Is Auntie Anne's a fast food place? Because then I change my answer.
Yeah, I would consider it fast food.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I have two more.
The ones with cinnamon and sugar on them.
With the frosting or whatever.
The frosting? The
dipping, it's okay.
It's okay, but it's just like the cinnamon aspect of it.
He doesn't like cinnamon.
When I was growing up, I didn't. I haven't had cinnamon.
Well, that's
because
when we grew up, when we thought about cinnamon, what we thought was the cinnamon challenge, which quite literally was endangering
people.
It was
just awful for you.
It was just so bad.
Okay. Would you rather have a Tangled or Nightmare Before Christmas musical? I tried to think of like hard.
Why would you do this? I think Nightmare Before Christmas, just because I think that the design of that would be so much more fun than like a already set up sort of. I mean, and like Disney does like a Tangled musical thing in their parks. No one is doing a Nightmare Before Christmas. Can you imagine?
We all
Oogie
want
Boogie.
It.
Oogie Boogie. That'd be awesome. How would you costume Oogie Boogie? How would you do it? I don't know, but I want to see someone else do it.
Same way you costume Santa. And that we don't know yet.
Well, I think Santa's probably the easiest one out of all of them to costume.
Yeah.
And oh my god, they could put like snow on stage. Think of all the fun ways you could do that. The set design of the little like spirally hill.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And then my last question. Who do you like more? And I think I know the answer to this already, but I'm just asking it because I don't know. Is Melanie or Dodie?
Dodie, absolutely. Yeah, I grew up with Dodie. I grew up with Dodie. I remember what, like when she was just ukulele. Like that was like all she had at that point, and then like grew into the sort of instrumental. I mean, she was on YouTube for a while, and that was like the big thing. And now she's into like a full-fledged touring musician. And my parasocial relationship with her says that I'm very proud of her. So
I don't know who those people are.
Melanie Martinez.
Oh.
Dodie Clark, even though she doesn't go by that gotcha. Anymore. Just Dodie.
All right. Well. Music. That was fun.
Cool. There you go. Short, one-word answers.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we'll do our new segment, Agree or Disagree. Basically, I found hot takes on the internet, and I'm not sure how well you'll be able to see this, but this is mostly for us anyways. And if you agree, write agree. If you don't, write disagree. So, then we'll talk about it.
You cannot see it at all. Well, at least not with my color.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We tried.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll buy like bigger whiteboards or something.
It might just be the color that I'm holding. Anyway, let's do it. Yay!
All right.
I feel like you need like a transition music or something. Do we do that?
Caleb, sing something.
Yeah, Caleb, go.
Bum.
Perfect. Who needs a soundboard?
Bum bum.
Soundboard with just my singing monster sound.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, please.
All right.
The volcano exploded. The My Singing Monsters volcano exploded. This is like important news. This is important.
What? Anyways.
Back to the segment.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't know how many we'll do based off time here. First.
Did I talk to you one? Shocker.
Pikachu is overrated. Agree or disagree? Three, two, one. Agree.
Yeah, we all agree. Sure. It, for sure. Yeah.
That's not a hot take. Pikachu is important.
There's some.
But not useful.
Pikachu defenders.
Well,
I don't know.
You should at least be trying to defend Raichu. Like, come on, dude.
He's non existent.
Yeah, why?
Okay. Yeah. Minecraft is the best game of all time.
Okay. I feel like we already answered this.
I've stated this multiple times. 3, 2, 1, disagree.
Disagree. There's better games. It's a great game. It defines generations, but really, it's like, there's better games.
If Forrest was here, you'd say it's Fortnite.
True.
It's The Sims 3.
Okay.
Okay. Dogs are the best animal. Agree or disagree? Three, two, one. Agree.
I disagree.
No. I love all doggies.
I think that they're the best animal you can keep in your home reasonably.
Valid.
I do not think they're the best animal.
I think they're the best just because you can, like...
Dude, have you heard... There are orcas that are actively attacking boats, and you're going to sit here and tell me that the dogs are better? No.
What? You enjoy the attacking boats?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love Gladys. Okay. I love Gladys so much.
This is the breakup video.
She's got a trauma, okay? Really with, she's got a trauma with boats, and she's fulfilling a mission, and I appreciate that about her.
I really, like... I want to own an owl.
I know you do. That's still not legal.
Why?
It's because they're, like, big and awesome.
Have you seen owl babies?
Yes.
What's up with that?
I, like...
Why is that happening?
Wait until they're grown.
Why is that happening? Why? Why? Because isn't the entire purpose of, like, baby animals, so that, like, to be cute so that we don't eat them?
That one's... cute, so they defend themselves. Exactly. And they're just like, oh, it's probably already dead.
They just confuse the other animals.
Have you ever seen a baby hippo?
I can't say
just,
I have.
Like, literally just is like a just small hippo?
They're so cute.
Is it just a tiny hippo?
They're so slimy and
did you see funny. That they found bones that proved that, I forget where it was, I don't know, somewhere there were tiny elephants. Like, it matched an elephant
them.
Skeleton.
They're all funny and
oh, they're so wrinkly. They are silly looking.
Yeah, they're funny.
And put a, are you going to put a picture of that in post, or
yeah.
Are they just going to have
yeah,
to Google
I'll,
it?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, good.
I put some good stuff in post into this video
fabulous.
That's coming out today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like one small part.
But everyone who comments about it, they're
yeah,
real ones.
It's at about like the 55 minute mark, if you want to go find it. This video is coming out like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, it's gonna be forever from now.
Reese's is overrated. Three, two, one. Agree.
We all agree.
Yeah. Oh, I just drew on my Mew shirt. That was so sad, but yeah.
Yeah.
I wore my Mew shirt. For
it's too many people's favorite candy, and there's too many people with nut allergies that don't get to enjoy it.
See, Reese's is like bacon to me. I loved Reese's as a kid. I loved bacon as a kid.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'll eat it, I guess.
When I was a child, my mom told me that earwax was peanut butter in our ears. And ever since then, I have not been able to consume peanut butter. So, there you go. My brother's fine. He was told the exact same thing and did not mind, but...
You know what Forrest has for lunch every day? Peanut butter and jelly.
His earwax and jelly on his bread, apparently. You ask my mother?
Alright, I got two more
okay.
For this episode. Disney Pixar fell off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, three, two, one, disagree.
I said agree.
I agree. But just for a little bit. They've gotten it back.
They're cooking.
They're cooking.
They've figured it out, but there was a period of time where it was like, why'd you do that?
I feel like they peaked from like 2000 to like 2012, and then it was
Toy
like...
Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then Brave came out.
And then it like dipped. Well, and it was like, eh. Like, they aren't bad movies. It's just like, they're just not...
like Soul and Coco.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a dip, but they're coming back.
They're on their way back up. I think they started Elemental. Coming back with Inside Out. True, people that, were like sort of back too. Into yeah. that. And then...
Elementals was good.
I don't know what that means.
It's the new Pixar
movie. Oh, I haven't seen it.
The one that like looks exactly like Inside Out, but it's not. Oh.
Well.
Tomatoes are good.
I feel like most of these were topical, and then this one is... Let's talk about our favorite vegetables. Vegetable tier list video? I'll be back. What, you're not getting like the vegetarians on to do your vegetable ranking?
Are you ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Disagree.
I agree.
Tomatoes fucking suck.
Was this an unpopular opinion, or did you add this?
Because I added
tomatoes.
This.
Okay.
Fuck tomatoes. I fucking hate tomatoes.
You ever put sugar on tiny tomatoes?
No.
You hate cherry tomatoes.
I don't go out of my way to eat tomatoes.
Wait, you hate cherry tomatoes more than you hate?
Yes.
Baked tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes are disgusting.
What about pizza? What about things that are made out of tomatoes?
That's different.
Okay.
But, like, eating tomato?
Just the...
No. Cherry tomatoes? Disgusting. I'm fine with, like, sauce. It's fine.
Okay.
And ketchup. Ketchup's fine, too. All right, last one.
Oh. You said that there were two more.
My bad. Last one. I made this one up, too. Maple stinky. Agree or disagree? Three, two, one. Agree.
I'm not around enough to give a proper input.
She is stinky.
Okay, I'm being influenced. I'm gonna say disagree, just to defend Maple's honor.
Go smell her.
Yeah, I was gonna say go smell her.
I won't do that, but I will defend her honor.
All right, that was agree or disagree.
Fabulous.
That was a good time.
Well,
we can't do any more of that.
You're not coming back.
I say we do Eeveelution ranking.
Let's do it.
We'll do trivia last. Why not?
Okay.
Ooh. Switch it up a little bit.
It's because he doesn't want me to see the prize. It's just making me wait longer. I want to see the prize.
Don't get too excited. The prizes are never good.
You spent like 3 minutes trying to find it. I'm sure it's great.
Most of that was just me getting those dry erase.
Oh.
Downstairs.
I'm sure it's fabulous. But...
All right, so we're going to rank Eeveelutions, which, if you don't know, it's a Pokemon. Eevee can turn into, like...
If you don't know, why are you here?
What?
Maybe they want...
Yeah, there's...
It just feels like your target audience is people who played a lot of Pokemon, or at least even a little bit, because the Eeveelutions are kind of like the most generic of things.
Number 9.
Anyway. We'll just go how we usually do it. We'll go around.
Sure.
Normally we have honorable mentions. There's 9.
Yeah.
So there is no honorable mention. I'm going to start it off hot here. Maybe this is a hot take. Maybe it's not. In 9th, I have Sylveon. Never played with Sylveon before. The only time I might have ever had it was if it was in Shield when we completed the Pokedex.
Yeah.
But I have no connections with that Pokemon. So, yeah. That's dead last for me. Your turn.
Dead last for me is good old Jolteon. Because she looks stupid. That's it. And also, like, electric.
We're ending the pod.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, it's just
going to be me and Bryce from now on.
Yeah. No more guests from now on.
Character design wise, they didn't do a lot with Jolteon. There could have been more there. She's just spiky.
Caleb?
My number 9 just because it's, it is what it is Eevee. It's like, you know, it's just.
No respect.
Like, yeah, respect the OG.
I like Eevee, but it's like, I don't know. It's never on my team.
It's so my nickname. The podcast is
going to go with just me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my nickname.
Okay, Evelyn.
It is. People will call me Eevee all the time because no one knew how to say my name. And I would write it down.
Number 8.
No anecdotes on this. Just straight list. I can't speak. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Number 8, I have Glaceon. I don't think I've ever played with Glaceon. It's a cool design, like ice. That's pretty cool. I don't really find a need to use Glaceon just because ice types kind of suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have an issue with Glaceon. It's just, yeah, it's not number 8. So.
My number 8, I'm pretty sure, is Flareon. I appreciate Flareon and their existence and their purposes. Why are you cracking your knuckles at me? Are we about to fight? Are we about to fight?
I'm a fidget.
Are we going to fight now?
No.
No, Flareon, just, again, kind of a basic design. Kind of, like, there are so many other Pokemon that I would choose to have a fire type on my team than Flareon.
Valid.
I attacked the mic.
Number 8, I have Glaceon. Yeah. Ice type is not great, and when they added fairy, it was like, goodbye ice types.
Yeah,
they have so many weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were only good against like dragon and like I think bug, and it was like, I'll just take a fire type. Yeah. Like it's whatever. So
yeah,
never catch me having a Glaceon on my team.
Yeah, truly. My number 7 is Flareon. I think it's the worst Gen 1 Eevee. It has a really boring design, in my opinion. And, like, out of the fire types, like, I would never pick Flareon. So, yeah, it's number 7 for me.
I think my number 7 is Leafeon. We all love grass types. Grass types are great. Again, I feel like there are more versatile grass types than Leafeon. And again, the design's kind of lame. I'm just not a fan of the... And maybe it's just because I'm so... And, like, all of... most of Gen 1 is at the bottom for me. And maybe that's just because I'm so used to seeing them. And, like, I'm more intrigued by the newer ones. But, like, I do feel like, kind of basic, they weren't fully investing themselves in Leafy, honestly, should have. She could have been so cute. She just isn't.
My number 7 is Sylveon. I didn't really use it just because I don't know. By the time it came out, I was like, I'm just going to use other fairy types. Like, yeah, it's cool, but if they're going to add a fairy evolution, I want a fighting and a shadow.
Yeah, might as like, well just do everything at yeah, that point.
Like I think,
give me a dragon Eevee. That's yeah, all I
like,
want.
It could be like so cool, and every single game that comes out, it's like, is it going to add a new evolution? And then they don't, and it's like, okay, well, thanks, Sylveon.
Yeah.
Get all the blame for the lack of evolutions.
Yeah. Number 6, I have Leafeon. It's okay. Like, nothing too great about it. I don't have much to say about Leafeon, so, yeah.
Because she's boring as shit. My number 6 is Sylveon. I think that it's adorable that Sylveon evolves if you give an Eevee enough love. I think that's also annoying, because maybe I want to love the Eevee that I want to become a Vaporeon or whatever I'm doing. I think it's cute. I think the design is cute. I just like fairy types in general, but again, there are other fairy types I would choose before I would grab a Sylveon. Plus, it just takes so much more time to get a Sylveon than it is to grab a different fire type. Or, not fire type. Fairy type. You knew what I meant.
Yeah. Number 6. I have Leafeon. I'd say arguably grass might be my favorite type, just because it's leech seed, man. Mm-hmm. I can't get over it. It mm-hmm. just sits there, and it just, oh man, just all the lifesteal stuff. I just hate playing against it, so I use it. And my go-to is like a special attack boosted like Roserade. Yeah, it's really easy to trap. So Leafeon is at 6 because it's a grass type, but it's like, eh. Like, I see what they did, but, yeah.
Number 5 is Espeon. What?
Why?
I don't know. It's, like, fine. Like, it's just a pink cat.
That's very fair.
Like,
it's got two tails. Ooh.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like the most mid one.
The yep, shade.
That's all I gotta say.
The shade.
Not worth my time explaining it, to be honest.
My number 5 is Glaceon. Again, ice types are not useful, but I think we need to really just admire Glaceon's design. The little like hat. It's a hat. It's so cute. It's a little hat. That's really it. That's why she's up there. She's got a little hat, and I think it's cute. But yeah, ice types are not useful, and I don't think I've ever put a Glaceon on any team I've been on. Straight to the box.
Valid.
No, that was number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My number 5, I've got Flareon.
It's Espeon, say Espeon.
It's not Espeon.
Gen 1. It pretty much, if I don't pick Charmander, I'm going to get a Flareon. It's like, if I got probably Bulbasaur, it's just like...
Eh. Even Arcanine?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just get a Vulpix?
Or Ninetales, yeah.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you just...
Those two are better than Flareon.
I would agree, yeah.
I would get a Flareon if I didn't pick Charmander.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Number 4 is Eevee. You gotta respect the OG, you know? You're creating these other things out of Eevee, so. And, like, Eevee is, like, pretty popular just on its own. Like, it literally, Let's Go Eevee is a game. So, yeah. I don't know. Eevee's fine.
My number 4 is also Eevee. just because, yeah. I mean, and also, it just... Eevee is one of the only Pokemon that my mom can name. And therefore, if it's respected by my mother, it's respected by me.
Number 4, I've got Jolteon.
That's it?
No,
not even explaining why it's all the way up there?
The reason why it's all the way up there is because I've got one in Pokemon Go right now that just wrecks house. Like, it's got not perfect stats, but you just sit there, you just tap, and it gets its, like, ultimate move in, like, 4 hits. And it's like, pff, I just fire them off all the time, and it gets rid of shields in PvP really quickly, so...
I don't know what any of that means.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You're not playing Pokemon Go right now? Dude.
My dad is.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Number 3, I got Umbreon. Umbreon's pretty sick. What?
I'm just going to keep making faces at you so you feel like you have to defend yourself.
Umbreon, just a black cat. But cooler than Espeon. So. And... Umbreon's like a tank. Umbreon takes hits like a mother trucker, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, even though Dark-type being weak to fighting is dumb, also, Umbreon would smoke Espeon, so. Another thing, it's got on it. But, yeah, Umbreon's number 3 for me.
My number 3 is Vaporeon. Also, because I have one in Pokemon Go right now that is wrecking house. But also because I'm a water type girly. I love myself some water types. And the fact that she has a tail, are you kidding? And the Vaporeon quest in Pokey Park.
Pokey Park's a dope game.
Dude.
I did not expect you to bring that out.
Pokey Park, man. Vaporeon in Pokey Park was epic.
Pokey Park is a goated game.
Pokey Park was so fun for no reason. And the little, the monkey race? I don't even remember what monkey it was.
I don't remember anything about the game. I just remember it being good.
Dude, it was so fun.
My number three, I've got Vaporeon. It's got a pretty sick design. It's like webbed. It's a little webbed thing around its head. It's got a solid moveset. It's just, there's so many water types.
You're into the Renaissance collar.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's got a great design, but like your guys' reasoning with Flareon, mm-hmm. there's a lot of fire types. I think water types are the most common, I think.
Easily.
Yeah. But it's maybe I'll get it, but I'll use other water types.
Number two, I have Vaporeon. Only thing keeping out of first is the fact that water types are super easy to come by, and I'm not going to go out of my way to get Vaporeon when I can just get literally the other 100 water types I can pick from. But in my opinion, Vaporeon has the best design out of all of them. Yeah. So, yeah, number
That's
two. Fair.
That's valid. My number two is Espeon. Because purely because psychic types are fabulous. And the I know the design is basic, okay? And I'm gonna sit here and preach about how much I love the designs of different characters. But Espeon is useful in a way that I don't think a lot of the other evolutions are. I would be more inclined to put an Espeon on my team than I would many other evolutions. Also, psychic types are really annoying to try to find because they're never in the spot you think they're going to be because there is no logical spot to put a psychic type. In every game. It's you find them in the weirdest spots. So, I personally really like Espeon.
I'd rather deal with Abra than go out of my way to get Espeon.
I would not. Also, Espeon in the cartoon. Very nice. Very cool. Telepathy? Are you kidding? This is not about the actual games anymore. Espeon in Pokey Park? I don't even remember if she was there, but it was probably great.
I think the first Pokey Park, it was just Jolteon. Flareon and Vaporeon.
Maybe. I don't know. Then if Espeon was there, it would have been better.
No. Number two, I've got Espeon.
Are you giving me a hard time then?
Because it's funny. It's the only evolution with two tails. It's got a little jewel on the front of its head. It's like a purple, flying mouse. It's got big ears. It's solid. I like the design. It's very simple. Catching Abra is a pain.
I'd rather catch Abra than get Espeon.
I don't know if I've ever used an Espeon, to be honest. But
exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like it.
Alakazam's a beast.
Alakazam is a beast. It's got, no defense, though, which is
fine.
He's
fast, though. If you hit, you're probably gonna. Anyways. Story for a different time.
This is not about that. It's about the evolutions.
Number one, I have Jolteon.
For why?
And this is why I have a problem with your list.
Please do explain.
Electric types are harder to find in Gen 1, and we played through Fire Red and Leaf Green, and Jolteon was a beast for me during that playthrough, and that's my main reasoning, because I've had good times with Jolteon. It's
personal connection.
Absolutely. Literally.
Good times with Jolteon.
And then when it died in their Nuzlocke, it was very, very frustrating.
Aww.
But that's my main reason. Like I said, I think Vaporeon would be my favorite if it just was like water types weren't so easily accessible. But just for the times, Jolteon is my favorite. So, yeah.
Fine. That's fair. Still just a spiky cat, though.
You could say the same thing about Espeon.
That's very true.
You could say the thing about all of them, except for like Vaporeon.
Yeah, Vaporeon.
It's like water cat,
mermaid,
but like
mermaid cat.
Yeah.
We don't even have to start talking about mermaids. I'll lose my mind. My number one. What?
Go.
Okay. What? You want to talk about mermaids? We can talk about mermaids.
Okay.
Mermaid ranking. One. That's
the
next
one. I think you
guys both
have the same number one, but let's hear it.
Umbreon! Oh my god, I almost attacked the shell. But seriously, I love Umbreon. Umbreon is, I would argue, the strongest stat-wise one. Like, battle-wise, I am, like, that's just, I'm just going for an Umbreon. Plus, like, the design of Umbreon, simple, sleek, fabulous. You can't tell me that if you saw an Umbreon walk in a bar, you wouldn't try to flirt with the Umbreon.
Probably
is
not.
This,
I'm not into dogs.
This a...
Yeah, cats.
Well, you're also a Pokemon in this analogy.
Oh, well.
Umbreon's hot, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Umbreon would be a dick.
Umbreon probably. Would be. Absolutely.
It's like JD from Heathers.
It's my type, apparently.
Caleb's such a dick.
Yeah, I'm an awful person.
This kid likes tomatoes. That's the worst thing about him.
Yeah. Hot pig.
He didn't let me kill a Kenku in D&D. That's the reason.
Someone's mad.
I'm so mad about it.
My number one's Umbreon. Just because when you use it competitively, it is so annoying. You hit him with the yawn, rest, snore, and like recover combo. You just put him to sleep, and then you just... God, well, yeah. No, maybe not snore, but like Dark Pulse. Something with a lot of PP, you just keep launching at them.
Yeah.
And every time you get hit, you just hit rest. You wake up, and if you're not too low, you hit recover. And then you're back to... It's just a competitive monster. And I really like its shiny. Even though it's extremely basic, it just turns its like yellow to blue, and it's like that's sick.
It's just cool.
Yep.
At least your favorite isn't Espeon.
No one's favorite was Espeon.
I know.
I think it's got a green shiny too.
That's
I'm pretty
just
sure
weird.
It does have a green shiny.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, you like the shiny? It's just green. But the blue, yeah.
The like,
I like the blue.
Actual like Pokemon cards. Of Umbreon and Espeon. Espionage? What? Espeon are really, really cool. Like, a lot of the designs on those cards is really, like, interesting to look at. So.
Let us know what your favorite Eevee is.
Yeah.
In the comments down below. Yeah. Last
up.
It's
me. I'm your favorite Eevee.
Last up. We have trivia battle.
Ooh.
I'm gonna win the prize.
Okay.
I didn't press the shell this
thanks.
Time. That was frightening.
Yeah. Very.
Okay. I will just stop doing that.
You've seen our videos before. Someone will start. If the other one gets it, or like the person gets it wrong, the other person can steal the point. Back and forth. Most points win.
Cool.
Most points get the prize.
The prize. Am I competing against Caleb?
Yeah.
Or all three? Okay.
No, just Brace's ass.
I was going to say, I don't
know. He knows all the answers.
I would win every time.
Yeah.
Be so cool. All right, who's going first?
You can go first.
No, I don't want to, but okay.
How about rock, paper, scissors?
No, it's fine. We're fine.
Go first.
Going first, because he told me to. Right. And I listened to instructions.
I have a lot of different things on here. So, yeah.
It's all Sims lore, and it's going to be great. Caleb's not going to know any of it.
I specifically didn't tell him Sims, because
I
know nothing.
I don't have a single Sims question on here. I have some Minecraft, Disney, horror. I have one Barbie question. I have Stardew Valley questions. Minecraft. I don't know if I already said that or not.
Everyone should bully Caleb into watching all of the Barbie movies in the
comments. I'm busy. Ah, man. So busy.
I think you should. Peer pressure.
Go see the live-action one with Shang-Chi in it.
True.
Simu Liu.
You don't need the live-action one if you have Barbie Princess and the Pauper.
Anyways. first question is Minecraft question. What is the mobile version of Minecraft called?
Pocket Edition?
Correct.
It's okay.
Pocket
Edition. Yeah. I was like, it's not Bedrock. I know that.
On the trivia set I got from, they got it wrong. I don't know what it was, but I was like, it's definitely Pocket Edition.
It is Pocket Edition.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What is the highest grossing Disney movie?
Am I answering?
Ever.
No, this is me.
Oh, fabulous, because I got no clue. Although I might.
I think...
I have two answers here.
Okay. Is this, like, counting Marvel?
No.
Oh. I'm pretty
sure... Counts Pixar, though.
Counts Pixar?
Pixar and Disney, but no Marvel, no Star Wars.
My guess is Incredibles 2. No.
It's fourth. It's the highest grossing Pixar movie.
I know, that's why I was like, sure. I have another guess, though.
Well, I had to steal, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think this is right, but I do know that it did make a lot of money, and it's the reason Disney is around. Is it Cinderella?
No.
No? Okay, great.
You want me, should I,
yeah,
should
we just go? Gonna go back and forth until one of us gets it? Shit.
Think it was the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Why would it be the live-action? Okay.
It was so popular.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I don't remember seeing that on the top 10 list.
To really?
Honest. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think these are all animated movies, too.
So. Oh, okay. Animated?
I could be wrong. Maybe the list has
some live-action. Toy Story. Toy Story 1. It's Toy Story 1?
No.
No.
Oh. I was like, no, this is one of them.
Pixar and Incredibles 2 is the highest grossing Pixar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Wow. Look at that.
Oh, God.
It's really not that hard if you really think about it.
We're thinking about it, and it's still hard.
Because you know the answer already.
You're overthinking it.
Trying to think of, like, any Disney movie ever. Lion King?
No.
Really?
All right, last guess.
What? The Little Mermaid.
No.
Okay, what
it's
is
Frozen
it?
2.
Oh!
Do I get it, though? I got the highest.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then non-Frozen, it's actually Zootopia.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, third place was Zootopia, because it's Frozen 2, Frozen.
Zootopia. Oh, wow.
Incredibles 2.
Forgot Frozen
I
existed.
I also forgot Frozen existed. I blocked that part of my life out of my brain.
I would have guessed Frozen 1, but yeah, I guess Frozen 2 makes sense, too.
I haven't seen Frozen 2.
Me neither. Because I was just ready for it to be overhyped, so yeah. What is the highest grossing horror movie of all time?
This is, yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
It came out when, like, after we were born.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I...
It's, well, then it's definitely not Friday the 13th.
To me, it's a 50-50 shot. And I think it's It, Chapter 1.
Oh. It is It, Chapter 1.
Yeah!
Are these adjusted for inflation? Because I think that if they were...
No.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, the 50-50 was It Chapter 2 or It Chapter 1. I was like, oof.
Chapter 2 was like fifth on the list.
I knew it'd be up there.
Yeah, it... Now I'll have to look after this what the list was because I can't remember. Second. How many Disney princesses are there? This is what the website said. So.
Okay.
This is you.
This is me? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is me!
Yeah,
I was looking at you, I was like, yeah? What are you gonna say? This will be like a...
The official ones, yeah?
It's what the website told me.
Like the... You don't know the specific different rankings of the Disney princesses?
Hold on.
Let me...
Is it the official ones or the, like, generally accepted ones or, like, the marketing ones?
It's like
ones?
Disney on their website said these are princesses.
As in, like, the Disney princess marketing line or the Disney princesses?
Let me count.
Because there is a difference. Because they adjusted some stuff for marketing purposes.
Okay. I'm going to guess 9.
No, but it's...
Is it 12?
Yes, it's 12.
Oh, God.
So, does that count, Frozen?
Probably.
Oh, no, because they... No, for mark- it doesn't. That's what I thought. Okay. Because when they marketed it, it was literally less... They would make less money. It would be less profitable for them to group Frozen in with the Disney Princess lines because they didn't want people to be able to purchase and compare the price of the... Like, they would have had to match a Cinderella doll's price to an Anna doll, and they didn't want to have to do that, basically.
Huh.
So. Yeah.
I mean, the most recent one is Moana.
Mm-hmm.
One website said, like, 13, because they added Raya. But I've never seen that movie.
Oh, I've never seen Raya.
But on the Disney website, it's 12, so.
Yeah.
Well.
It's going to be a Stardew question.
Barbie question.
Oh. I'm glad you got this one.
What was the... This is according to Wikipedia, so I can't be wrong, obviously, Wikipedia.
Right, obviously.
What was the first Barbie movie that ever came out?
The first one?
Yeah, and if you guess a year or two, I'll give you extra points.
I do not know the year. The first movie. Is it Barbie and a Christmas Carol?
No.
Mm.
I don't think you're going to get this. You might have a chance at the year. You want to guess the year?
Let me... I'm going to say Barbie in 1990. No, not 19. I'm going to say like 2001.
It's 2001.
Then it's Swan Lake.
No.
It's not Swan Lake?
No.
Well, like Swan Princess Swan Lake?
No, it has nothing to do with the swan.
What the fuck? What is it? Wait, what?
It's Barbie and the Nutcracker.
Oh, I knew it was Christmas! I knew it was a ballet, and I knew it was Christmas.
I was like, Barbie was in Toy Story. That's... So it has to be after, like, 97. So I was like, 2001.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Got the one Barbie question.
Yeah.
Gosh, damn it.
Yeah.
When did Stardew Valley come out? Year. Extra point for a month. Extra point for a day.
You know the exact time.
I'm gonna say... Man. Let's see. I'm gonna say 2018. I'm gonna say, like, November 24th.
No.
Darn.
Okay. I'm gonna place my bets in 2017. And if I told you who released it, would you give me an extra point?
I don't know who released it.
Concerned Ape.
Concerned Ape.
Concerned Ape.
It's not 2017.
Say single developer. He's fabulous.
Give you guys one more guess each.
Okay. Well, you can either go over or under, obviously, but it's like, man. I'm going to say 2019.
Were you doing that for Tony or was that Forrest? They just kept cutting him. I think it was Tony.
That was Tony, yeah. And then the one I went over is the one I got. I'm going to say 2019.
It's not 2019.
Yeah.
2014.
No.
Oh.
It's 2016.
Did I not say that?
No. Said 2017.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Should have gone under.
February 26, 2016.
Dang.
Darn.
Of course he did. That's oh.
What was the most bought candy in Wisconsin for Halloween?
In Wisconsin?
Yep.
That's specific. Hershey's?
No.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
No.
By quantity or by purchase? Because I can tell you that the most Tootsie Rolls for sure were made and purchased. Individual Tootsie
Probably,
Rolls.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, but...
It's not Tootsie Rolls?
No.
Yeah.
Kit Kat?
No.
Why are they... Crunch Bars?
No.
Oh.
It's gonna be like Sour Patch Kids.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No.
M&M's.
No.
What? I really thought I was like being stupid and hadn't said M&M's yet. I really. Cheese.
No.
You know when you trick or treat in Wisconsin and get cheese?
That's
my favorite. Not my favorite.
Oh my god.
We really haven't said it yet.
Some sharp cheddar. No. That's what I always want.
Oh god. Is it Kiss?
No.
Ugh.
The band?
No, like Chocolate.
They're just giving out goth people on Halloween.
Alright, you guys lost. It's Butterfingers.
Why?
Really?
No yeah. one likes Butterfingers.
No, that's the baffling part to me.
Yeah.
I don't mind Butterfingers, but like...
No one's like, you know what, I want a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Maybe like once a year.
I've
that's
never.
During Halloween.
They're like, oh my god, how do we sell these? Let's stick them in every variety pack.
That's probably true, yeah. actually, yeah.
Right.
You should be doing that with Babe Ruth's. They're so good. For what reason?
Who played Jack Skellington?
Danny Elfman.
Yes, and but that was the singer. There's
he sung.
An actor too.
There's an actor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh god.
I'll give you half a point for
only
that.
Know that there was two separate. I do not know who the was it? I know for sure it wasn't Johnny.
I can tell you the name of his band.
I mean, before I searched this, I thought it was Johnny Depp. So.
It's not Johnny Depp.
No,
it's this, not
contrary
Johnny
to
Depp.
Every
the
other
singer,
Tim Burton movie.
Danny Elfman.
Yeah, that's
although even it's not
I
technically a Tim Burton
never
film.
Heard of this person.
I don't know who the actor is.
Steven Spielberg. Yep.
No.
That's right.
His name's Chris Sarandon. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. There was no way.
But I'll give you a half point.
Chris Evans?
That's Buzz.
True.
He plays Buzz Lightyear?
In Lightyear.
Oh.
Movie.
Yeah.
I was like, always? I feel like he's like 2 years old then when he started.
He would have been pretty young.
Yeah.
He was probably playing like Human Torch around Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is.
Tim Burton question. What is the highest rated Rotten Tomato movie that he has directed?
Is this for me or Caleb?
You.
Me? Oh.
Yeah. Mine was the last one.
That he directed?
Mm-hmm.
Not wrote the story for. Directed.
Directed. I mean, he might have wrote the story, but he directed.
His
Nightmare wasn't on this list because he just wrote it.
He did.
It, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Ooh. My... I mean, it's between two, but I'm going to go Beetlejuice.
No.
I'm going to go Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No.
What?
That is a banger movie, though.
That is,
yeah.
It's a really
yeah.
good movie.
Man.
So then was it Edward Scissorhands?
That was second.
Oh.
I've never heard of the first movie, so.
It's Frankenweenie.
Yeah.
That was up there.
Really?
I bet it would be.
You got to go in the head of, like, a critic.
He
I don't know what this movie is.
I, like, honestly don't know if he wrote Corpse Bride or not.
He did.
He,
okay.
did.
He was a director. I don't know if he wrote it, but
okay.
it's not that.
No.
Oh.
It's the one before...
Man.
It's like, I know of it, but if you asked me any questions about it, I couldn't tell you, and I also don't know the name.
Did
but
he?
I know that there was one before he like really made it as like a Hollywood director. That
did he do Coraline?
No,
I don't think so.
Seems a very him kind of movie.
He did not.
I really don't know.
I just wanted to double check that he did. I mean, it was on the Rotten Tomato website, so.
What was it?
It's Ed Wood. It's a very, it's like from 1994. I'm guessing it's a really early movie
it was
that
one
he did.
Yeah, it's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, do I get points for Edward Scissorhands?
No, I didn't get points for Incredibles 2.
Hey, but I got the first two letters right.
True.
That's a coincidence.
Minecraft question. How long did it take to make the first version of Minecraft? Oh, goodbye.
Oh my god.
I think it was like a year.
A year? No.
4.
No.
4 years. 4 days.
It's
four.
Not years, I'll tell you that.
Months.
That's a hint.
Really?
Let's say 8 months. Lame.
No.
9 months, that's how long it takes
no.
to produce
one
a baby.
One more guess each.
7 months.
No.
6?
No. 6 days.
What?
6 days to make the first version of Minecraft.
Oh, the first version, not to like bring it to...
No, just
oh, okay.
the first version.
Okay.
Dang.
Who made Sally?
Sally, as in like
Nightmare
Before Christmas Sally?
Mm-hmm.
Made, like in... Like, who sculpted, or, like, who in
just
the
said
film
who made
it.
Sally. Website.
I know the answer.
I
know the answer.
I don't.
And if it's wrong?
It's gonna be...
I don't know.
It's not who sculpted, I would assume. I don't know either.
The website said
I'm
who made
sure
Sally in Nightmare.
It's not... I know this isn't right, but it's something like that. Is Dr. Pontifex? I want to say.
No.
Dr. Finkelstein.
Yeah.
It's something German. I don't know.
Sally.
This is
gone again. He only has like 13 lines in the whole movie.
Again, Tim Burton fan. Not really Nightmare. I'm only into Nightmare because your parents told me to be.
What is the oldest Disney movie of all time? First one made, pretty much.
The first? Oh.
I'm, like, torn between two of them.
I think it was... Wait, is it even mine? It's not mine, it's yours. So I didn't...
Oh, it is Nightmare. Mine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Snow White.
Yep.
I was torn between Snow White and Cinderella.
Before the... Oh, no. Cinderella saved their asses.
1937.
Dang.
Was that before they ever made, like, a Mickey Mouse? Then?
They might
have
asking
too
they
many
might
questions.
Have made, like, short films, but
yeah.
This is, like, the first movie.
Oh, for sure. Because
I think Steamboat Willie came out, like,
Steamboat Willie came
that's
out.
That's what
yeah.
I was... Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got another Stardew question.
Great.
It's not really like a question. I looked up popular characters in Stardew Valley.
Oh,
and
God.
There was a ranking.
There's so many ranks? Okay.
So according to the internet, who's the most popular Stardew Valley character? And I've never played this game. Don't know if these are real characters in the game.
Okay. I have my guess.
I have a boy and a girl. The boy
so I'm assuming
first.
I'm assuming Mariable then, although you would have no idea.
Probably.
Right. So then.
I think it's like bachelors and bachelorettes or something.
I don't want to be wrong. I'm so scared. I as representative of the mentally ill community.
I think you need to win out, by the way, to get the prize.
I think it's Shane.
He was second.
Oh!
Not first, though.
No!
I think it's Elliot.
No.
No?
The guy.
Screw you, dude.
Why would you think it's Elliot? No one likes Elliot. Fine. I say having married Elliot the first time I did play the
game. Should we guess both guy and girl?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I have my guess for a girl.
Okay, well then, girl first. Abigail.
Yeah. There's Abigail.
It'll...
Do you go again for guy then, or is it past the Kale for guy?
No, guy, because we
count both. The boy
girl, okay. Yeah.
Well, if you should do girl... Oh,
no, because you got it.
You got it wrong. Just kidding. Then it's the emo one.
Abigail was third.
Whose name is on the tip of my tongue. It's the emo one. What's his name? He likes frozen tears. Oh my god, it's gonna drive me nuts. It's something stupid and basic,
I know
too.
Exactly what it is.
I know you do.
Should we time it?
That's why it's...
Sure, yeah.
No! 10, 9, it's the... Isn't 8, the, what the fuck is
7,
name?
6,
it's not, what,
5,
oh my 4, god, what is his name?
3, 2, 1, final answer.
Harvey.
Isn't it Sebastian?
It's Sebastian.
Yeah.
I knew it was something stupid and I wasn't going to think
Yeah.
It. Harvey is the doctor. I'm aware of that. I want everyone to know I'm aware that Harvey is not the emo one. He is sad, though.
We'll finish, but I think Caleb won, so.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you were playing when it was only you for a while. You did trivia in the first few episodes.
He beat Forrest and Tony.
Yeah.
So.
No one's gonna know about the Tony one, so.
Well,
no. That was a different one.
Okay,
Tony
well,
Tony is
never
in his
mind.
Own episode.
Yeah.
We'll explain after. Anyways.
Fine.
Last two questions, just for fun. Why not? How many breedable mobs are in Minecraft? Animals.
Is it mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote 15 questions, so this would be 14.
I'm going to say 6.
6?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's between 10 and 30.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's not where my brain was. Breed.
This is like...
Oh my god, I forgot about every other animal.
What animals you can breed in the game?
16.
No.
I completely forgot about all the new ones they added. My brain...
Oh, we're counting the new ones?
My brain stuck before they added horses. Like...
I was like, after they added horses, but...
Let's see.
Not since they added, like, birds. Ocelots and stuff.
I'm going to say 24.
No.
It had to take a multiple of 8 for me. That's what you had to do.
No, it just...
Rude.
That was close. It was 26.
Darn.
Your price is right, did you?
Yeah.
All right, last question. This would have been the tiebreaker if we were tied at this point.
Why would we have been tied?
Why not?
You never know.
Yeah, I always gotta put a tiebreaker in there.
Stop throwing everything.
Of all time, how many flavors of Oreos have they been? There is a concrete number, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they would count. Oh, God.
I'm gonna let you... go first, and then after your guesses, unless someone gets it first try, which would be insane, I'll give you a range.
32.
No. I'm gonna say, like, 65.
No, but it is between 50 and 100, so.
That's they do, like,
criminal.
This is all, like, limited edition.
Yeah, they do, like, one-off, like.
One-off.
That's awful.
There's so many.
This is an abomination. I don't...
Why? Do you not like Oreos?
There does not need to be more than just the one type. Maybe two, if we're feeling fancy. We can have the vanilla ones in there.
What types?
Have you ever had S'moreos?
No.
Oh.
Because that's the best Oreo.
An abomination.
I have some if you want to try one.
We should.
You want to try one?
Can the next tier list be an Oreo tier list?
We'd have to, like, try all of them.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'd like to be there.
I can't remember most of them. Anyways, like to be there. One more guess each.
Okay. I don't even remember what I said the first time.
It wasn't in the range.
You said, like, 24, I think.
I don't remember. Let's go for a cool 72.
No.
73.
You.
There's 85 Oreos.
Oh, no, God. There's... No!
My, like, actual guess was, like, 80, so...
All right, let me count this up real quick.
I don't think you have to. I got, like, one.
Yeah, and you came in all confident. What's my prize gonna be?
So true. Evelyn got 3.5.
There were 15 questions and I got 3.5.
Yep. Sebastian.
Fucking Sebastian.
Okay, we got 5. So.
Boo. Oh, okay.
Boo.
I feel better about that.
There's a lot of questions that...
We just did not do.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of it was, like, prices and stuff. And, like, marketing. Shit. That makes sense. Can I swear on this? Because I have been.
I dropped a hard F-bomb on the tomato thing earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
did.
I did.
I didn't remember. Okay.
All right. Here's your prize.
Oh, shit.
It's the Lion King on VHS.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm adding this to the shelf. Maybe.
If the shelf doesn't fall anytime soon.
Yeah. I'll put it here for now.
Is this your collection of
Yeah, those videos? Are all my trivia prizes.
Besides the jersey.
Yeah, that was my first side. Prize.
And he wore it.
I did.
Only OGs remember that episode.
Only real ones. Oh, there goes Carnage.
Well, huh.
I bet you're so jealous right
now. I've never seen The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through. Oh. I've seen half of it in German, and I've seen the stage production. But I've never seen The Lion King, so thank you for depriving me of that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also noticed that my prizes keep going down in quality. Gave you a Blu-ray in the standard edition. Now I gave you a VHS.
Yeah. No. VHS.
Yep.
It's going to be a, like, cassette tape next. Just you wait.
Yeah, then a, like, record. A floppy disk.
Yeah.
Like an MP3 CD with no cover.
Yes. I'm gonna wait. Nothing
on it. Just a blank MP3 CD.
It's going to say my mixtape.
No one can hear that. Besides the winner.
I got a win.
I did not get anywhere near winning.
Well, thanks for coming on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You can come back and we can
maybe
talk about how Espeon sucks ass.
We will not be talking about that. We will be talking about how tomatoes are actually a really great fruit that was classified as a vegetable.
No. It's not. Thanks for watching the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, see you guys next time.
I won't.
Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you made it this far. Or if you didn't.
Let us know what your favorite Eeveelution is down below.
And tell us how much you want Caleb to watch. And Bryce. Make both of them watch all of the Barbie movies.
You were peeking the whole time.
Make them watch the Barbie movies.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.